Nolte, actress Elliot Page no longer feels safe in Democrat-run Los Angeles. By John Nolte on June 6, 2023. Actress Elliot Page, a 36-year-old woman who pretends to be a guy, says she no longer feels safe in Democrat-run Los Angeles. Page claims she was verbally attacked and threatened by a crazed transphobic man in West Hollywood, one of the most left-wing cities on Earth. She claims he screamed, "I'm going to fucking gay bash you, faggot." Page says she then ran into a store, and the man allegedly yelled through the door, "This is why I need a gun." No word yet on if the man, are we assuming his gender? yelled, "West Hollywood is MAGA country." But now Page says she no longer feels safe in Democrat-run Los Angeles. She told the far-left Los Angeles Times, "Now when I'm in Los Angeles, I don't feel comfortable like I used to going for walks." Yeah, you and the rest of the city, sweetheart. How unsafe is Democrat-run Los Angeles? So unsafe that even though Page admits she has hired security guards, she says she still feels unsafe. As I have pointed out, if people like Ms. Page wish to escape hate, bigotry, crime, pollution, racism, intolerance, and gun violence, they need to move to MAGA-land, where these problems hardly exist. Nobody would bother or harass Ms. Page out here in MAGA-land. She might be greeted with a few eye rolls, but if she is going to pretend to be a man, that should include taking things like a man. Page is out pimping an upcoming memoir where she admits to allowing a monster to run free. One of the headlines from the promotion tour is this beauty. As Page writes in a chapter aptly titled "Famous A-hole at Party," an actor that, as he considered an acquaintance, approached H.R. at the party and said, "You aren't gay. That doesn't exist. You are just afraid of men." Page writes the actor also threatened H.R. by saying, "I'm going to fuck you to make you realize you aren't gay." When Page saw him at the gym a few days later, the actor tried to walk back on his comments by saying, "I don't have a problem with gay people, I swear." Naturally, Page does not name the guy who threatened to rape her, which can only mean two things: one, it never happened, or two, Page is comfortable allowing monsters who brazenly threaten to rape women to run free. What a sad story. Page is a talented actress, and this social contagion has resulted in her permanently mutilating herself. Then the demons in the corporate media hold her up as a role model and bathe her in attention and praise for being brave, which will only encourage others to do the same. This is no different than if Page were an anorexic who liked to cut herself and society said, "You're right. You should hate your body and who you are. Carry on." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.